Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show. We're about to go live. Welcome to the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, life accountability coach, Terrence Leftridge. Hey, 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 it's 2017, and it is an unstoppable day. How you guys doing out there in Blog Talk Radio land, on Facebook Live, and on Periscope? It is the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, the first show for 2017 where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. As I said, I am your host, the Terrence Leftridge, the unstoppable coach, your unstoppable life accountability coach, who is going to be working with you, talking to you, and motivating you to be seen in 2017. That's the model that I am using for this year as I continue to move to the next level of my greatness, as I continue to encourage you to do the same thing. Thank you, guys. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I hope the end of 2016 ended strong for you and you are moving forward into 2017 on fire, ready to set the world ablaze, ready to let the world know that you are here, you are worthy to be seen, and you are better than ever. As you can see, if you're watching me on Facebook, like Patrick Artis is and like Sue Ham Baby is, you can see I'm wearing my Reign in Your Unstoppable Purpose shirt because I want you to see each and every time that you see me that I'm reigning in my purpose and it's possible for you to reign in your unstoppable purpose. But you're going to have to do one thing right now, and you're going to have to quit. And that's what this show is about tonight. We're going to be talking to a phenomenal motivational speaker, an author, and a coach, as well as an entrepreneur. He's going to be talking to you, sharing his personal story on how he has overcome, and now he is teaching other people how to quit quitting and to power through to your success. But as always, this is what I want you to do. This is an interactive show. We are streaming on three different internet connections through blogtalkradio.com, through Facebook Live, as well as through Periscope. So you've got three, count it, one, two, three different opportunities to share this broadcast with a friend. I guarantee you that if you share it with a friend right now, they are going to get the motivation they need to quit quitting right now and start powering through to their success in 2017. We want you to join the conversation. So if you want to call in and ask a question of our guests tonight, or if you just want to give a comment or share an experience of when you quit quitting and decided to power through to your success, then we want to hear about it here on the Unstoppable Story Show. So the call-in number is 323-870-3764. Let me say it again for the people who are sitting down, getting their pen and their pad or their digital recorder ready to take some copious notes. That number is 323-870-3764. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, why don't you just go ahead, give me some likes, give me some hearts, let me know that you're out there. Shout out to my friends in Periscope. It's great to be seeing you guys out there. Hopefully you are living on the next level of your greatness in 2017. Family, I am moving forward, moving ahead in 2017 on my personal journey to be seen in 2017. 2016 ended with a bang, but then it also had some trials and tribulations that literally could have stopped me in my tracks. So let me tell you about a little bit of that, and then we'll go into our guest for the evening. I was able to end 2016 picking up three new clients that they wanted to be unstoppable and saw that they wanted to reign in 2017. So we got together and they started investing in themselves in 2016
so they could be seen in 2017. And so I'm so proud of those three people that decided to go ahead and, you know, they could have just spent all their money on Christmas gifts. They could have just spent all their money on splurging on the sales that were out there. But no, they decided that they were going to invest in themselves. And they decided, they knew that the only way that they were going to reach their goals and achieve their dreams in 2017 was to get to work in 2016. So shout out to them. And then Christmas came. And wow, I can honestly say I have never experienced a Christmas like I experienced this year. It started out with me having to go visit my aunt in the hospital because she had had surgery the week before Christmas. So I already knew that it was going to be sort of melancholy in the Lefferts household because one of our key figures wasn't going to be at the Christmas table. But we were cool with that because she had made it through the successful surgery and she was on the mend. She was recuperating and doing her rehab. But before we could sit down to Christmas dinner, we got the news that my brother-in-law, Charles Johnson, had passed away, and they found him down in Florida, South Florida. So just keep us in your prayers. Keep the Lefferts family and the Johnson family in your prayers. Keep my wife in your prayers as we go through this moment of grieving and dealing with the loss of one of our family members, but also celebrating the life of that family member. But that would have been enough to just say, wow, you had a crazy Christmas day. But then an hour after we got the news about my brother-in-law, we ended up rushing my sister to the hospital. My sister is, as I've told you guys before, is going through kidney failure, and she is on dialysis and she's on the list for a transplant. But every now and then she has these episodes that knock her for a loop and send her into the hospital. And so this was one of those weekends on Christmas Day. And I swear I felt like my world had shut down. But being Mr. Unstoppable, I knew I needed to be there for the rest of my family. I knew I needed to be there as a support for my sister. I knew I needed to be there as a strong foundation for my wife as she was going through her many, many different emotions and expressions. And I knew I had to be there for the rest of the family so that they could know that no matter what had happened on this Christmas day, that tomorrow was coming and we would come through on the other side. You see, I could have quit. Our whole family could have quit. We could have just shut down Christmas. We could have just, you know, just fallen in our funk and just not moved forward. We could have just got stuck in our tracks right then and there. Thank you, Tavia Free Spirit and Facebook Live for your condolences. I appreciate that. But we didn't. We pulled ourselves together, we assessed all the situations, and we have been moving forward. We have been powering through this tragedy, and we know that there is going to be a triumph on the other side. We know that the life of Charles Johnson has made a difference in the lives of others, and we're going to celebrate that life next weekend in New Jersey, where he's from. We know that my sister, no matter how she may be feeling physically, she is mentally strong. And she went in the hospital and she came out the hospital with the same fire, with the same vigor, with the same smile on her face that she always has, despite her situation. She doesn't let that situation take her totally out, even though it is mentally draining, physically draining, and emotionally draining. Nobody quit on anybody in our family this holiday season. And that's why we are all able to see 2017 with a new desire, with a new vigor, with a new enthusiasm for life. We're no longer taking life and its precious moments for granted. And more importantly, we're not quitting. We're continuing to power through. And that's what we want to talk to you guys tonight about. We want to talk to you about quitting. You know, quitting is something that we have all experienced at some point in our lives, maybe not to the level that I just expressed to you that we went through on Christmas, but there's been some point, if you just think back over your life, there's been some point where you've quit before you've reached your greatness. There's been some point where you have stopped in the darkness, even though you could see light at the end of the tunnel. There's been some point in your life where you have let the fear beat you down to a point that it was just much easier for you to do nothing than to continue to power through to get to that success on the other side. I know I have, and I know our guest has, and he's going to share his personal story with you of how he, at points in his life, has quit. But he has found a strong determination, a strong desire to move to the next level of his greatness. And that's why he is powering through to success. His name is Shamir Mallard, and he is out of McClellan, Texas. Small little town in Texas you probably never heard of, but this brother is a big time motivational speaker. He is part of the Les Brown Platinum Speakers. He is a John Maxwell certified trainer and coach. And he is also one of my friends and one of my brothers in the Black Belt Speakers organization run by Coach Dr. Reuben West. He is phenomenal. And this is his latest book. It's called Quit Quitting and Power Through to Success. And he's got a foreword in here by none other than the phenomenal Les Brown. So, you know what? I've talked as much as I'm going to talk about him, but I want you to get your pens and I want to get your pads ready because I'm going to bring him on and let you hear a little bit of who I call the melodious master of motivation, my friend, motivational speaker, Shamir Mallard. Shamir, are you on the call?
I'm on, Terrence. How are you doing?
Ladies, don't melt on me. Don't melt on me, ladies. I know you hear this voice. I know you hear this baritone, this sexy baritone voice that was made for radio, but y'all stay with me. And if y'all like that voice, go ahead, give me some likes. Give Shamir some likes. Give him some hearts in Facebook. I know he's got that voice that just sails 1,000 ships. How you doing, Shamir?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm trying to live the unstoppable life, my brother, and I want to let you know I'm thinking about your family. I'm praying for your family. And thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you. I can't run a show called Unstoppable Stories without telling my stories as well. I'm authentic, I'm transparent, and hopefully my story, just like your story, will do something to someone who's either listening on Blog Talk Radio or who's watching live on Periscope or on Facebook Live. Hopefully it will inspire them to keep moving forward instead of quitting with whatever they're dealing with right now. So enough about me. Shamir, why don't you formally introduce yourself? And, you know, I always like to ask you, all my guests, the very first question, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable? But the floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, what it means to me to be unstoppable, it means that at all costs, whenever life is beating you down, has beat you down, that you're going to get back up. One of my most favorite quotes, the most favorite quote by Les Brown that I memorized right away when I was going through tough times. Les Brown says, when life knocks you down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And I use that quote almost in every single speech that I give, simply for the fact that there's a lot of people walking on the face of this earth that they don't know how to live an unstoppable life. And I'm going to share some things with the audience and yourself on how to live that unstoppable life, how to actually power through to success and quit quitting. But to me, it means simply never, ever giving up. One letter and four words that I live by. If I could look myself in the mirror, I'm having a learning day, I don't say a bad day, a learning day, I tell myself one letter and four words: I will not give up. When that business deal that I've been working on for several months falls through and I don't get the business, I tell myself I'm unstoppable. And that one letter and four words: I will not give up. And those of you that are listening to my voice, you listen to Terrence's voice right now, I want you to know that you have some amazing gifts inside of you. You have more inside of you than you can ever imagine. And you've quit. I've quit. Terrence, I'm pretty sure you've quit at some things, and we have to live with the regret of quitting. But it's time to rise up in 2017. It's time to be seen, as Terrence Lefferts says, in 2017, and begin to live an unstoppable life.
So, you know what? Tell us some of the backstory, because you weren't always the melodious master of motivation, as I have coined for you, and you weren't always this self-assured, powerful, motivational speaker, this Les Brown platinum speaker, this black belt speaker, this John Maxwell certified coach. You weren't always the person that we're listening to right now. So tell us a little bit about Shamir and his growing up and how he morphed into this person that he is right now.
Absolutely. I grew up in Houston, Texas. 1980 is the year that I was born. I grew up in a broken home. My father decided not to be a part of my life. I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. I have an extremely close relationship with my grandmother. My grandmother is my rock. Her name is Rose Jackson, and she has been there for me. She has prayed for me. I don't know about you, but it's nothing like having a praying mother and grandmother. It's nothing like having a grandmother that provides so much love, and she believes in you. My grandmother believes in me. At a very young age, when I was growing up in elementary, I was labeled a slow learner because I was having some issues learning. Truth of the matter is, I think a lot of the issues that I was having had to do with the fact that I was afraid a lot of times, because it's very scareful. I was very scared growing up without a father, not knowing how is it that I'm going to become a man. So I was labeled at a very young age. And I know that there's individuals that are listening to me right now. You have probably been labeled at some point in time in your life, whether good or bad. You've been labeled with bad labels. You may have been labeled your slow learner. Maybe you have been labeled as someone who quits. Maybe you have been labeled as someone who will never amount to anything, like myself. I was labeled. And what's interesting is I began to live up to that label, because whatever label that you allow to be placed on you, you will live up to it. So I therefore lived up to having a learning disability. And I, at a young age, I began to develop depression. I would act out from time to time. And by the age of 12, I was molested by an older woman.
Wow.
Because I feel that I allowed something like that to happen as well, because I was not as close to my mother, and I was seeking motherly love. So dealing with being molested, dealing with not having a father in the home, it showed me how to become a man that can stand on his own two feet. Dealing with that label of being a slow learner, never thinking that I would ever amount to anything. By the age of roughly 20, I found myself on the bathroom floor, in my bathroom, and I had tears rolling down my eyes. On the outside, the birds were chirping, the sun was shining, but on the inside of me was darkness, because I had not yet overcame my past. So at that point, I literally was thinking about committing suicide. I was thinking about quitting. I was thinking about throwing in the towel. I was thinking about the fact that there is nothing good inside of me, so why should I be walking on the face of this earth? People have a hard time believing that I actually went through all of this. But I want to inform everyone that's listening right now, you have a story. Not everyone knows your story. Not everyone knew my story. But at that moment, I decided that there was either two options. I could commit suicide, or I could rise up. I could quit quitting, or I could throw in the towel. I decided at that moment that I was going to rise up, and I got on my feet, looked myself in the mirror, and I told myself, Shamir, you will become successful. You will not give up. You will push through. You will become somebody. You are your grandmama's baby boy. You are the Moses that's going to lead your family out of the wilderness.
And so how old were you? How old were you when you almost made that decision to not quit, but to actually take yourself out of the game? How old were you then?
I thought about suicide several times, to be honest with you. It was an epiphany that I had when I was 21. I was about 20 going on 21 before I met my wife, and I thought about that. I thought about taking myself out of the game. But truth of the matter is, as a young African-American male, for any young male growing up, for any young lady growing up, not having the rock, the father in the home, and knowing that he's in your city, and having my father say that he was going to pick me up and never show up after three times he did that, and then I cussed him out. And I allowed hatred to dwell in my heart. See, one thing I learned is that love drives out hate. But when you don't have the love, then you are going to dwell in hate.
Yeah.
So it happened several times that I had to.
Wow. And you know, as our followers on Facebook Live and on Periscope are watching the monitor here in the Unstoppable Story Show studio, they can see Shamir. Shamir is the person. If you're looking behind me, he is on the right hand side, on my right hand shoulder. When you look at Shamir, you don't see the person that you would typically believe would be that person that would want to commit suicide, that would want to quit on life. You've got this smile that is just a million-dollar smile. You're posing here with one of the most influential speakers of our time, Les Brown. To the person who didn't know you or didn't hear this story tonight, they would say you probably had it all together and you had the keys to the castle. Mm-hmm. But you're saying that's not your story, right?
No, that's not my story. Can I be very transparent? I promise myself, please, as a minister, and I promise myself as an inspirational, motivational speaker, as a trainer, I still don't have it all together. There is no such thing as having it all together.
Wait. Let's stop. Stop the presses. So this person that we see on this picture with Les Brown, this person who's got this book that I'm holding up right now, this over 279 pages book that talks about quit quitting and power through to yourself, through to success. You don't have it all together? Really?
Far from it. Yeah, I don't. This is what I've learned to do. I've learned in life that I need to be a master of something. I need to have something that's worth living for. My family, me being able to speak, me being able to coach. And truth of the matter is, I still to this day deal with my past. There's a saying that says, your past, you may be over your past, but your past is not over with you. Continuously, every single day, I have to speak to myself because my past continuously tries to come back up. Even writing this book, I had an issue. I had things in my mind saying, you can't do it because you are a slow learner. I had to fight myself. I had to power through not only to success, but I had to power through to finish this book. I have rough days just like everyone else. But one thing I told my son the other day, he had a pretty bad day for a 14-year-old that
right.
doesn't have to worry about food and life bills and everything else.
He doesn't have to worry about those adult things in life yet.
But I want to acknowledge his day, and I said, what are you going to do about it? what are you going to do about it? Because Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team, and you did not have the amount of playing time. You didn't get to play that much in the game because you started off pretty bad and the coach pulled you out. But I told him, okay, now what are you going to do about it? Are you going to go home and cry in your bed, or are you going to get better? And that's what I want everyone to realize, is that we're going to have bad days. We're going to have learning days. But we have to continuously get better, and we have to push through. And another thing we have to do is we have to – what I put in this book, I put cheerleaders. You have to have cheerleaders in your life. I'm one of Terrence's biggest cheerleader, and he's one of my biggest cheerleaders. I'm one of Ruben West's biggest cheerleaders, and he's one of my biggest cheerleaders. I'm one of Tracy Ward's biggest cheerleaders. She's one of mine. Patrick Artis, all the black belt speakers. Ed Womack. We are all our each other's cheerleaders. If I'm having a bad day, one of those learning days, I know that I can call Terrence up, and he can call me up. That you cannot live life by yourself. If you're
I
listening
love it.
To me
and
right
you know
now,
what? We're going to take.
Might have... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Just want to say that if, for those who are listening to me right now, write this down. Who is my cheerleader? Or plural, who are my cheerleaders? Make a list of individuals that you know you can count on when you're going through a rough patch, a rough time. And you may only have one, you may have five, you may have ten. But it's important to have support.
I love it. I'm putting that in the Facebook group right now where we're streaming live the Unstoppable Story Show. So make sure, if you are taking notes right now, you want to make sure you write this down. You want to make sure that you not only write it down, but you follow up and find out who are your cheerleaders. Who are the people that you can turn to that will motivate you so that you won't quit quitting? Who are those people that, as I like to say, and some of my clients who are watching on Facebook Live now will attest to that, who are the people that will also kick you in your assets if you are not living up to the potential that everybody sees in you? You've got to have those people in your life. Those are the people that are going to help you overcome that desire to quit and continue to push you through to success. You're watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge on blogtalkradio.com/Unstoppable Stories, as well as on Facebook Live. Shout out to Lisa Adams. Shamir, Lisa says, sometimes the coaching of others is just an out for ministering to themselves. Man, I think she said confirmation right there.
Absolutely.
And then we've got Brenda Tucker Jeffrey. She says she's so glad that you did not give in and give up. So you've definitely got support in the Facebook community for the story that you're telling right now. And we are going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back on the other side, we're going to delve more into his book, Quit Quitting and Power Through to Success. Shamir Mallard, the motivational the melodious master of motivation. That's what I call him. Hey, and if you want to join the conversation, you know what you can do. Pick up the phone, dial 323-870-3764. That's 323-870-3764. And press 1 on your touch tone phone. You can leave Shamir a comment or you can ask him a question as we move through with the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge and our special guest this evening, author Shamir Mallard. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be back on the other side. You're listening to The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. You've got an unstoppable story, then the Unstoppable Story Show is looking for you. Email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com to get an interview for your unstoppable story. The Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Ordinary people, unstoppable stories. Yes, indeed. And we are back with the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. We want you to reach out to us if you've got an unstoppable story, a story that you want to tell, and you need a platform to tell that story on. You see a great Shamir's on the show. We've had some great guests on the show throughout the year, and we're going to have even more powerful guests as we go throughout 2017. So if you're looking to be seen and heard in 2017, then just go ahead and email me at Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, at unstoppablecoaching.com. We will set you up for an interview and see if your story is one of those stories to be on the Unstoppable Story Show. Shout out to Sassy Sid in Periscope Land. Happy New Year to you. Sassy Sid, I'm not sure if that's Sydney, a male, or Sydney, a female. So go ahead. If you could just put your name in there and where you're from, we'll try to shout you out on the show. Also, shout out to my new sponsor for 2017. We've got Tavia Free Spirit. She is the owner of Bling 10, where she is your bride's personal assistant. She helps you do all the things that you need to do so that your bride can focus on her special day. We're going to have her commercial spots beginning next week, but she's in Facebook and on Facebook Live, so we wanted to give her a shout out now. So, Tavia, thank you for being one of the sponsors of the Unstoppable Story Show. And if you want to be a sponsor on the Unstoppable Story Show, then you can also email us at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com, and we can talk to you about our weekly and monthly rates for you to be a sponsor on the show. Sassy Sid is from Jamaica joining us in Periscope. So, yes, thank you for joining the Unstoppable Story Show. We're getting back into the conversation with our guest, the melodious master of motivation. I'm going to keep saying this about him until he actually starts saying it himself, and then we're going to hit him up for a trademark spot. But my friend Shamir Mallard, he is the author of the book Quit Quitting and Power Through to Success. I'm showing it right now, Shamir, on Facebook Live and on Periscope. It is a very, very well-written book, very easy read. And you've got a foreword in here by the phenomenal Les Brown. And I just wanted to read something that he said about your book. He said, after reading Quit Quitting by my friend and mentee Shamir Mallard, I guarantee you, you will never quit on yourself again. I know that's a bold prediction. However, if you seriously apply the principles within these pages, Shamir will help you refocus and realign yourself with purpose. That's a powerful testimony. And if you guys know who Les Brown is, you know he doesn't give out comments lightly. So this is definitely going to be a book that you need to pick up. And Shamir's going to give you information at the end of the show on how to get a copy, get your copy of the book, Quit Quitting and Power Through to Success. But Shamir, let's talk a little bit about why you think people quit on their dreams in the first place.
Absolutely. There's so many reasons why people quit on their dreams. Number one, I'll say this. I believe that a lot of individuals don't understand that it's a process. Your dream is a process. Anyone listen to me right now, write that down. My dream is going to take time, and it's a process. Could you imagine a teenage boxer going into a championship fight? He's only had one fight, but he's going into a championship fight. Let's say he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson. I will bet more than likely that teenage boxer who's only fought one time is going to lose to one of those champions. Now,
yeah.
This just as an illustration, champion, meaning the things that we have to overcome. So individuals that are listening right now, you probably have an idea of a startup company. You yourself want to write your own book. Or you want to go back to school. There's something inside of you that is tugging you to do something. You have a dream, you have a gift inside of you. But people quit on their dreams. They quit on their goals because they don't realize once they've started that it's going to take time. Ed Womack, I love this statement by Ed Womack. He says, you have to bake it, not microwave.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
I love that quote. So whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, this is going to take a little bit of time. There are things that you're praying for right now that you may not see them come to pass until 5 years from now. Because the dream, the goal is that big. There are some things you're praying for right now. You may accomplish that task at the end of 2017. Maybe you'll accomplish that task in 6 months. But there's things that I was hoping to happen in my life that just happened right now. And that's publishing my first book and having Les Brown, Miss Maybe Brown's baby boy, do the foreword on my book. So it's a process.
And
the
I
next
think
thing
that
I want to share with you.
Well, before you go to the next one, let's touch on that a little while longer, because I think especially, you know, using the quote from Dr. Womack in his latest book, in his latest CD, you know, we live in this microwave society. We live in this instant gratification society that says that you can have it now. But the reality of the fact is that for many of us, now is not when we're supposed to have it, and now is not when we get it. And because we don't get it right now when the rest of the world is saying you're supposed to be able to get it right now, do we tend to think that there's something wrong with us, Shamir, and then that's what makes us quit because we're not getting the same results that the world says we should be getting?
Absolutely. There are several factors, and that's one of the things I definitely want to touch base on. Before I touch base on that, I want to say something else as well, is that we fail to set the foundation.
Wow, that's powerful.
There's amazing skyscrapers in Chicago. There's amazing skyscrapers in Los Angeles, New York City, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. Every skyscraper that you see, the architect, the builders, they had to make sure, the construction group, the company had to make sure the foundation was set. So one thing that you must ask yourself as you're listening to us right now is, what have you set the foundation? Because any skyscraper, any home that has not been stabilized with an amazing, strong, fortified foundation will come down. So as you were saying, is there something wrong with us? Why people quit? Why we don't overcome that championship fight, that bout? Well, yeah, there's several factors. I believe that fear, because fear is an immobilizer. Zig Ziglar says that fear is false evidence appearing real.
Right.
So identify a couple of things. Number one, what is your worst fear? If you were to actually take the leap, you were to jump, as Steve Harvey says. What is your worst fear? Is it lack of resources? Is it the bank saying no to your business application? Is it you going back to school and realizing you haven't been in a classroom setting in over 15, 20 years? And becoming afraid of the fact that you might not be able to memorize or learn the way you used to. Because once you understand what you're afraid of, you therefore have the power, because then you can do something about it.
I love it.
I talked about this story in my book. I said, imagine you open your door to your bedroom, and you see two snakes right there at the door. Now, for me, I used to collect a lot of reptiles. I'm a reptile lover. I won't be afraid. But for the average person, you're going to be very afraid, and you're going to back away. You might run. You might scream. You might shout. You might go.
All of the above.
All of the above. And then you begin to realize that all those are garter snakes. They're harmless. They can't even hurt a newborn baby. Most of the things people fear will never happen. 60% of people worry about things that will absolutely never happen in their life.
Yeah.
What you're currently afraid of is just garter snakes.
That is so true.
It's just garter
snakes. And we build up the things in our mind to, you know, there's the reality of what is, and then there's our interpretation of what is. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about fear as being false evidence appearing as real, that's our interpretation. It's our interpretation of what is really going on, which leads us to make decisions, or in the case of your book, that leads us to quit making decisions because that fear that we've created in our own mind. Like you said, it's in reality, it's just a garter snake. But if we've got that fear from our past of a snake situation before, or if we were bitten by someone, or if we dealt with a snake that has two legs, y'all gonna get that when we get home. If you've got all that ingrained in your mind, then when you come across that next snake, whether it is a garter snake or whether it is a larger reptile, you're still going to look at it as the bigger than life thing that held you down before. And that's what leads you to quit. But we've got to be able to separate our story from the reality of the situations. And that's what's going to help us quit quitting. When we just see the snake as what the snake is, as Shamir said, a little old garter snake that's probably more afraid of you than you are of it, that's when you're going to start moving forward in the life. Is that right, Shamir?
That's absolutely right. That's very well said, very well said. And you can't live out of the memory of your past. I believe that's what's stopping a lot of people as well, not just fear, but living out of the memory of their past. Who you used to be is not who you are right now. I believe it's more important what Albert Einstein says, live out through your imagination. Because your imagination is going to expose you to what's truly possible.
Mm.
Because once you identify it's what you're afraid of, you have control over it. And then I believe another thing that individuals tend to deal with is, including myself, all this is me speaking to myself in this book. It's discouragement. It's a decrease of courage and disappointment. The three D's: discouragement, disappointment, and depression. Now,
wow.
I talk a lot about depression because I know I had to be careful with that. I'm not a psychiatrist.
Right. Understood.
At some point in time, most people have dealt with discouragement. I've dealt with a lot of disappointment. And I've been depressed. And that's why it's important that we have to sometimes seek help. I believe everyone should have a coach. I have a coach. I'm a coach to other individuals. Because we need people in our life that's going to be able to identify what we cannot see. Carl Jung says, until you make the unconscious conscious, it is going to ruin your life and you're going to call it faith. So if you can have someone that can tap into and see what you don't see, you will be liberated. You will be set free.
So
some people, when they get discouraged, they just ball up. They get disappointed, they just ball up. They curl up in a ball and they cry themselves to sleep.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So we're listening. You're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge, with our host, with our guest author, Shamir Mallard, the author of the book, Quit Quitting and Power Through to Success. And we just got through talking about some reasons why people quit on their dreams. Sometimes it's the fear of their dreams. Sometimes it's the fact that your dreams aren't happening as soon as you would want them to happen. But now let's flip the switch so that we can give the good news to our audience tonight. How can we develop some of those habits that will allow us to power through to success? And why don't you give us a couple of tips on what we can do to power through to our success, Shamir?
Absolutely. Before I do that, I'd like to actually just list some bad habits also. Is that okay?
Okay.
I want to
absolutely,
and then we'll go into some ways that we can develop habits of success. In 1989, you know, Stephen Covey, he wrote a book, and I know that you're definitely aware of this, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. So because everyone who is successful, they created habits that helped them become successful. You know, psychologists, they say that if you repeat an action for 40 days, it becomes a habit. Dr. Ron Gilbert, he says, the first we form habits and then they form us. So we have to break bad habits before we can develop good habits. There's some bad habits that we all, myself, I'm just going to put myself out there, I've had to deal with. Not setting goals, wasting time, acting before I thought. Some people think they know it all. Some individuals, they bring others down. Some stop learning. Because there's only two things. There's only two mindsets. You have growth mindset and a fixed mindset. Growth mindset, an individual says, I failed, but I'm going to try again. It doesn't matter what I've been through, I'm still going to become successful. It doesn't matter how hard it is, I'm going to learn it. An individual with a fixed mindset, they dwell with bad habits. I was born this way. My father left me, so I'll never become a good father. I was raised with a slow learner. See, I had a fixed mindset. Individuals that have bad habits, they say and they do negative things. They blame others. They hold grudges. They have a sense of entitlement. And you know what's really sad is that they secretly hope other individuals fail. But it's important that we break any bad habits, and you have to identify and be real with yourself which bad habits have been holding you back. I didn't list them all. Sometimes we just spend too much time on social media. I believe social media is a powerful tool.
Yes.
It is a powerful tool. It is a powerful tool. And I will continuously use it. I love being connected with people. But I have to make sure myself that I don't stay on there looking at everyone's timeline for an hour, because we have business to take care of.
Definitely.
So
and, you know,
what
I
can
tell,
we do?
Go ahead. Before you go further with that, I tell everybody, especially a social media one, you know, social media like is a tool. And like any tool, it's only as good as the person who is holding the tool. The person who is using the tool. If the person doesn't know how to use the tool, then you're not going to have an effective result. But if you work and concentrate and study and learn how to use the tool for your best purpose, for your best life, then, oh, it can be a powerful thing. And if you get into those good habits that Shamir is going to talk to you just in a second, and you use social media as part of your good habit forming techniques, then it too can help you get to the next level of your greatness. So that's a tip that I want to throw out there to all the people who are watching me right now on social media. Look at this as a tool, and how you see how we're using the tool to motivate you and to give you information and to give you knowledge that will help you power through to your success. Now, how can you do the same with the same tool that we're using right now? Okay, Shamir, go ahead. Give us some more good habits.
Absolutely. So here's a few good habits, some things that I believe that will definitely help you. We've all heard everything starts with discipline, and that's absolutely right. Everything starts with discipline. A quote by Jim Rohn says, he says, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. 2017 is here. We have all set goals already. There's individuals that want to lose weight. You want to lose 30 pounds, for example. You have to be disciplined to lose 30 pounds. What does discipline, what does that mean? It means that you're going to have a daily agenda. You're going to have a regimen that you're going to follow. You're going to have someone that's going to hold you accountable. You're going to just get it done. There's been some times in my life where there's certain things that I just did not want to do because they weren't fun. See, we all like to do the things that's fun when it comes to business. But it's important that you do the things that you don't want to do. There's times I had to go meet with customers. It was raining. It was cold. And I didn't want to go do it. I could have rescheduled the meeting, but guess what? I had to push through to success and do it anyway. There's times when I have to go through emails. That's not very fun. Administrative work is not very fun for me. But when you're disciplined, when you know that if you don't do it, your business is going to fail or be hindered. Because you have to know the why in your business. Why are you doing exactly is what you're doing at that moment? Most people do things that are, they want to do everything that's fun, but then they leave all the things that they need to get done for later. Can I be very frank with you also? Be very transparent?
Oh, definitely.
Do you know,
platform.
Do you know the writing the book? I had to learn to really enjoy writing. I didn't really enjoy it. I love to read. But writing is not fun.
No.
I'm going to be very honest with you. It's
hey,
not,
you know, but can I be transparent with you as well? You know, because everybody knows that, you know, I wrote my first book. And when I wrote my first book, it was just a journal. And it was a journal that I let somebody else read, my author coach. And he was like, man, you need to turn this into a book. And at that moment, the fear took over me because that wasn't my intention. You know, it took me 2.5 years to write my first book. And the first 2 years I played around with it. The first 2 years, it was just my own journal. It was just my own thoughts. It was my own therapy. And it wasn't until he started working with me and he started showing me that the potential that not only that this book had for me, but that it had for other people, that's when it became a book. But let me tell you, it was a struggle to get that book out because now it had turned into something different. And we've got some authors in Facebook Live right now. We probably have some people who's going to watch this replay or listen to the replay that feel exactly the same way you do. But I know you're coming to the other side of that point. Why did you write the book anyway, even though you knew how much you didn't like writing?
Absolutely. I wrote the book simply for the fact that my excitement, because you have to do what's not exciting so you can experience the excitement. I know that there are individuals that are going to read this book and their life's going to change. I know there's going to be individuals that are going to read this book and they're going to realize that they have bad habits and they need to change.
Yeah.
I know there are going to be individuals that are going to read this book that they've been dealing with fear for such a long time and I can help them. They've been discouraged. They've been depressed. I put in the book also chronic terminal laziness is the term I came up with. That they realize, I've just been lazy for too long.
Wow.
And their life is going to change.
That is,
you
that,
do the
you
things
know what?
You don't want to do.
That is so good. I love that. Chronic terminal laziness. And as we said to you at the top of the show, you know, you can apply what Shamir is saying to you to any phase of your life. We've got Sasha Hall, who is in Facebook Live right now. She was our guest last week on the Unstoppable Story Show. And her story, Shamir, was an amazing transformation of 180 pounds in 15 months. And so she's helping people now who are going through their same weight loss challenges. And I'm almost sure that she said something very similar last week as to the reason why people are not losing the weight that they want to lose as well. That chronic, severe laziness, it touches us in every aspect of our life. And that laziness has the ability to make us quit because, to be honest, you know, and I've had these moments in my life, sometimes it's comfortable just to be lazy and to not achieve anything. It's very comfortable. It's not stressful. It's carefree. But then you get to this point where you know that there is something that is greater than even you. Right, Shamir?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's greater is helping people. What's greater is knowing that Mrs. Hall is going to touch so many lives. What's greater is knowing you're going to touch so many lives. You already have. And Lisa Adams. You know, another thing I want to say is when you have to just get things done, it's just so simple. It's not always executed. But I'm going to go a little bit further. When everything is going extremely well and you got a lot of money in a bank account, can you still get the things done when you're winning, when you have enough food in the refrigerator? It's very easy to become comfortable. That's device business, and I'm not saying it's to impress anybody, but simply to impress upon you. It became harder to get things done when the family was eating steak and shrimp every night. It was a new discipline that I had to learn.
Yeah.
And for y'all that are listening to my voice, you probably experienced it. If not, you will experience it. When you are broke, when no one's calling you, when you only have negative $100 in your account, you heard what I say, you only have negative $100 in your account.
It's easier to
be disciplined because you have hunger inside of you, physically and mentally. So.
And I knew you were going to go there. You know, your mentee and my mentee from afar, Les Brown, he always says in his speeches that you got to be hungry. And sometimes,
you, hungry.
You know, when we have had a level of success, whether it's a little success or whether it's a great big amount of success, we get comfortable, as I said earlier, and we start living on our laurels. We start saying that, okay, I have achieved this level of success. So we start coasting. We're no longer hungry because, like you said, you're eating steak and you're eating shrimp. You tend to forget when you were eating hot water cornbread and buttermilk because now you're eating shrimp and steak. So how do you get back? How do you get that hunger even when you're successful? How do you get that hunger back?
Well, you set new goals, and I have a template that I use that I send to my coaching clients where every goal that they set, they have a why for setting that goal. And not only just having a hunger, I believe there's three things you need. You need an accountability coach. You need either a coach, a close friend. You need someone who is going to be in the game with you. You let them know, look, I have to write this book. I have to apply to this college. I have to turn this business loan. I need you to help me and hold me accountable.
Now,
all successful people, they're okay with people holding them accountable. That's why they're successful. But you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to let someone speak into your life. And you have to identify time wasters. Because when you become comfortable, when everything is going well, sometimes time opens up for you. And you can tend to fall into areas where you're just simply wasting your time. And creating a timeline, number three. I think it's important understanding that if there's something you're trying to accomplish, put it on a timeline. Now, I'm going to give you an example. Because you're not turning your life into a set of goals. Let's say you have an individual who wants to lose 30 pounds. You can break those 30 pounds up per month, 7.5. 7.5 pounds per month you can lose. But what if you broke those 7.5 up by 4? Then you have roughly around 1.8 pounds that you can lose a week.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about baking it and not microwaving it, as Ed Wolfe says. Give your dream some time. You said it best. We have a generation now, and not even just the 20-year-olds, it's 30s, 40s, 50s. We're microwave generation because we have smartphones, everything's instant access. We can drive through Starbucks, and we can simply order our coffee even before we get there.
Yeah.
But break up your goals. Break up that whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, the project, break it up over a period of time and be realistic about it. someone wants to become a millionaire, okay, you've seen the Facebook post that says you can make $1 million in 6 months.
Yeah.
Not being negative, but it might not happen in 6 months. It'll happen, but maybe not in 6 months.
Definitely.
You've seen the Facebook post that says you can lose 50 pounds in 1 month. I'm also a personal trainer. I used to have a business back in, 10 years ago. And let me tell you something. You're not going to be living if you lose 50 pounds in 1 month. Break up your goals.
And, yeah, it probably didn't happen from a workout either. Yeah, so.
Exactly. And it's manageable goals. You chew, if you have to eat an elephant, we always heard the elephant story. You're not going to eat it all at once. You're going to take one bite at a time.
Exactly. I love it. So let's take a quick break right here because we're going into the overtime now. And Shamir, I want to make sure that we're not up against the time clock for you. Can you hang out with us a little bit longer? We've got people that are definitely chiming in the Facebook Live room. We've got Facebook. We've got Periscope going. And there's some great conversation going on the Unstoppable Stories Show with Terrence Lefteridge and our guest tonight, the melodious master of motivation. You guys hear his voice. You know, it's just keeping you peeled to the conversation just by hearing his voice. But he's giving you some great information on how you can quit quitting and power through to success from his soon-to-be Amazon best-selling book by the same name. So thank you so much. Thank you, Tom and Toss. It's his first day on Periscope. So thank you. You put some information in the feed on where you're from. Thank you for Kimberlyn Burks, who is also on Facebook Live. Hello, Mr. Unstoppable. Hey, how are you, Kimberlyn? Vincent Hutch Price, he's watching. So thank you guys for tuning in, getting this great information from Shamir Mallard. Shamir, real quickly, before you we touch the last topic that you wanted to talk about, how can they get in contact with you and, just have a deeper conversation or find out how they can get a copy of this book, Quit Quitting?
Absolutely. You can, number one, my email is info@ShamirMallard, ShamireMallard.com. You can call to order 1-800-993-1021. You can order off of Amazon. And if you love to read electronically, you can order from Kindle. And of course, through Facebook, Shamir, my name, you type in my name, you'll find me, Shamir Speaks, and Shamir Mallard. And I'm on Instagram as well.
And we're going to put that Facebook information in the Facebook Live feed as well as the info@ShamirMallard.com. But now let's bring it on home. We talked about some of the reasons why people quit on their dreams. We talked about some bad habits and developing some new habits, some greater habits for success. But now, here's where the rubber meets the road. I tell everybody, don't watch these shows. Don't watch these Facebook Live. Don't watch these Periscopes. Don't go to these live events and get all hung up on the information, but then leave with information overload and end up doing nothing. So now let's talk about what should our listeners, what should our viewers do with all this great information you just gave them so that they can power through to success?
Absolutely. I talked a little bit about goals. But write your goals down. There's actually a study from Harvard that says that individuals that write their goals down are about 85% more likely to achieve their goals versus those that don't. Be extremely specific on what you want, what you expect and desire. For example, if you're starting a company and you have some products you need to sell, that you're going to sell, understand and identify how many units you want to sell each month. How much income do you want to generate every single month? And I would multiply that. I would multiply that by 8 or 10. And I got that from Les Brown, because one of the most powerful quotes I heard from him is that the reason why most people do not succeed in life, not because they aim too high and miss, is because they aim too low and they hit.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
a lot of times we shortcut ourselves. And I've done that. I said to myself, if I can only get to this level of income, I'll be happy. Let me tell you something. I hit that level of income, and I said, I'm such a small thinker. And I multiplied that.
Yeah.
So be very specific as you write your goals down. We all heard create a vision board. I'll tell you to create an expectation board.
Wow.
What do you expect?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
A vision? That's a good question. People have visions. See, I can have, I can put on a big house, or I can put a nice vacation, or I can put a business on my vision board. But when you expect for something to happen, do you know in the Greek, the word expectation means to have an outstretched neck. That means that you are taking action. When you expect for something to happen, you take action. When you dream, when you just have a vision, and don't get me wrong, visions are important. That's where you desire to be. But when you say, this is what I expect to happen, this is what's going to happen because I'm working toward it, you're taking action. That's what I think is going to happen.
I love it. You know, and one quick thing, and I'm going to let you go because you're giving out great information. You know, I love what you just said about that vision board, because I tell my clients, you know, a vision without a plan is just a dream. And that's exactly what you're saying. If you just have that vision and you're not doing anything to make that vision a reality, and you don't expect that vision is going to become a reality, then it just remains a dream. So I love how you said that, and I am posting that on Facebook Live now to create an expectation board, not a vision board. I love it. What else? We're soaking this up, and I hope you guys are really taking these notes, because Shamir is bringing the heat now on what you need to do now so that you can power through to your success. Go ahead, Shamir.
Absolutely. There's a few more before I let you go, before we end. And I want to say this. There's a couple of things. Make sure, and I already said manageable chunks, take a bite at a time as you're on your goals. But make a contract with yourself. We make contracts with individuals. I have people that I've made several contracts with that this is all the information, these are all the details of us doing business. But we never make contracts with ourselves. And you put all the details. And it's a way of holding yourself accountable. And look at that contract once a week. You don't have to look at it every single day, but look at that contract once a week. I think that if you keep your eyes focused on the prize will come. And the last thing I'm going to share with you is, it's called Do It Now. I got this from John Maxwell. John Maxwell's mentor was coaching him, and John said that there are just some things that I just can't get done. I need to fight through. And this is so simple, but it's so powerful. His mentor said, I want you to say, do it now, 50 times before you go to sleep, and 50 times when you wake up. Because this is dealing with discipline. This is dealing with procrastination. 50 times before you go to sleep, and 50 times when you wake up. If there's something that you need to do, say it. Do it now. 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 50 times. It is very simple, but that is so profound, because I've done that before. And when you get to that 50th time, you're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, our coach, our fellow coach, Dr. Reuben West, you know, at our last conference, he came in to the conference and he was wearing a watch, but it was no ordinary watch. See, it didn't have the hour hand. It didn't have the second hand on it. All it had on it was the word now spelled out. So every time he looked at his watch to find out what time it was, the time was now. Every time he looked down at his watch, the time was now. And it was a constant reminder. And it's a constant reminder for you that the time is now. As Shamir said, do it now. And if you don't do it then, say, do it now. And then if you still can't do it then, say, do it now. And then if for some reason after you have said it four times and you didn't do it then, do it now. Because now is all you have. There is no tomorrow that you know of for sure. You don't even know what's going to happen after this show. But hopefully after this show, you'll share it with somebody and they'll listen to the replay. My point is, all you have is now. So if all you have is now, why not do it now? Right, Shamir?
Absolutely. You have to do it now. You have to fail forward now. You have to live your best life, unstoppable life now. Everyone that's listening to us right now, I said it already, and I'm going to say it again. There's a reason for you being and walking on the face of this earth. You are not here by accident. You have an amazing gift. There's an amazing purpose. And we are all waiting to see you in action. You need to be seen in 2017. Do it now. Whatever it is, the job application, do it now. Your business loan, do it now. I'm not going to promise you that you're going to get the job, you're going to get the business loan right away. But let me tell you something. Michael Jordan, he wasn't focused on all the shots he missed. He just focused on the shots he made.
Yeah.
And yet he missed a lot of shots, but he would have never made those shots if he didn't take the shot. You have to take the shot. You have to do it. Now, I cannot emphasize that anymore. There have been business deals that I've made. Other people did not follow up with the doctor. Guess what? I followed up with the doctor. I took action. And it came to pass. I got the deal. Just for doing something very simple. Just got to do it now. Can't wait till the end of 2017. I love you to the comment box. I want you to put, because I'm looking at it from my laptop, I want you to put, I'm going to do it now.
All right, you heard the man. Put it in the room. If you're on Facebook Live, if you're on Periscope, put in the book right now. Put in the comment right now. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to type it in there myself because, you know, I believe that I am action as well. And if you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio right now, write it down on your piece of paper. I'm going to do it now. If you are listening to the replay, pause the replay right now. Right now and say, I'm going to do it now. And while you're putting that down in the room on Facebook Live, Shamir, go ahead, tell them one more time how they can get in contact with you to have a deeper relationship with you, deeper conversation with you, and to see how they can get this powerful book, Quit Quitting.
Absolutely. I was going to say something really quick before I say that. Just 1 minute. And I'm going to say this. As you begin to do it now, whatever it is that you're reaching for, you're stretching for, is it going to be scary? Yes. Are you going to be afraid from time to time? You absolutely will. Are you going to fall right on your face from time to time? Yes, you will. But you're going to learn by failing forward. It's going to be scary. Writing this book was scary for me because I was more concerned with what people would think about me writing a book because I didn't know if I had a lot to offer. But I still did it because I began to realize I had a lot to offer. Just you got to do it. That's it. You got to do it.
Love it.
This is how
love
you can get in touch with me once again. It's 1-800-993-1021. That's just to order the book. If you want to email me, info at ShamirMallard.com. And my Facebook is Shamir Speaks. C-H-I-S-M-E-R-E, Speaks. And then I have another Facebook page, Shamir Mallard.
Wow. Thank you so much, Shamir. Shamir Mallard, for being on the show. You are, again, I already told you, you know, what you mean to me and how you've blessed my life since we have come together. And, you know, just flashbacking to what we talked about earlier in this conversation about using social media as a tool, Shamir and I first met on social media before we ever met in person. This picture that you see here of Shamir and I here in this corner, this didn't happen the first time we met. This happened after months and months and months of building a relationship on social media, then building a relationship on the phone, and then finally we came together in person. And when we finally got together, all we could do was give each other a big old hug and a big old handshake, because we had built that relationship. And that relationship now empowers both of us. That relationship emboldens both of us. That relationship holds each other accountable, and that relationship holds each other up. Shamir was also one of the people that collaborated in the book that I did with the Men of Vision called The Power of Collaboration. And he is a true testament to what you can do when you not only decide to do it now, but when you decide to bring some accountability partners along for the ride with you. So take the words that Shamir has said to you tonight and do it now. Whether it's you writing that book, do it now. Whether it's you starting that new business and you don't know which way to go, do it now. Whether it's you that has been pumping your business or promoting your business out there to other people, but you've had the doors slammed in your face, continue to do it now. Whatever it is that you are fearing doing, do it now. I guarantee you, if you recognize that what you were created for is greater than the fear that is making you quit, then you'll learn how to do it now, and you'll recognize that you are going to reign in your unstoppable purpose. You're going to be seen in 2017, and yes, of course, you're going to be unstoppable. Thank you so much, Shamir, for being on the show tonight, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. And as I like to always say, I want you to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible. And never, ever, ever, ever forget that you can be unstoppable. Don't just make it a great week. Make it an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care.